Pain in the Morning, June 22nd. Coming off Father's Day 2020. Hope you got your papa a brand new bag of something. Folks that are still fortunate enough to have their father around, hope you spent some time with your dad or at least called him.
Whoa. That hurts.
I'm going to need a brand new bag after that. It's a nice day out here on the East Coast. It's nice to take a couple breaks from the news. I don't know if you're fortunate enough to do that as well, but we looked at a little bit of news this weekend and updated some stuff Sunday night, but after 4 years straight of this stuff, I have to be very careful because it's like it gets a little bit crazy. You get wrapped up in this stuff. A lot of it's not really reality. Stuff you see on social media, it's like, I don't know. There's no street riots where I live. Close to where I live, but that's why we don't live in the city. It's the whole point. Shout out to everybody on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. Subscribestar.com/truepundit is growing. We do the video podcasts on both formats, platforms, but Subscribestar is definitely growing, which is good. I guess some people get frustrated with Patreon. I don't know. Well, it's nice to have an alternative. You don't want to be pigeonholed into... I think that's why we closed our YouTube account a number of years ago. I said, this is a racket. This isn't going to work. At any moment, they could yank you for anything. This is a waste of time. Philadelphia, they call it pissing up a rope. You're going to wake up one day, you're going to have all these videos and all this stuff going on. Poof, it's gone because some Poindexter decided you didn't fit into their little mold. You know, Zach Voorhees, the YouTube whistleblower, Google whistleblower. He was a senior software engineer for Google and YouTube. He shared with us the Google blacklist. True Pundit's on it. It's like if you type in True Pundit into Google or YouTube, you're only going to get bad stuff. I don't know why I'm stammering. I haven't even had anything to drink today. I'm not a big drinker, but every now and then I'll enjoy a beer and maybe a tequila, but it's hard to do with this podcast because you don't want to be half in the bag when you're trying to build a format. I guess it works for some of these other dopes, but that's not my style, so I get Friday nights off and Saturday nights off. The rest of the day, and with all the family stuff, I don't know about you today, all the dads out there, but most of the guys I know can't sit around the pool or sit in the backyard or at family gathering and get sloshed. They got to play with their kids or hang out, talk to family members. Maybe when I'm like 70, I can get loaded at these things and just become even more belligerent than I usually am. The old people get away with a lot of stuff. Okay, let's jump right into headline. Rioters in California tear down a statue of Ulysses S. Grant. These dummies don't even know. Grant defeated the Confederacy, which led to the abolition of slavery. And also devastated the KKK. What are they tearing his thing down for? These guys are stupid, by the way. Had a special request from a Patreon patron. Let me move this thing. Bear with me, sir. He said, you're playing some good music, but it's... I want some hard stuff. And some similar sentiments from other people this week. So, since this is a California story, we'll go with a little... We'll shake it up a little bit and go with some Where is it? Hmm. Oh, yeah. Dead Kennedys. California. Uber Alice. We might have a little edge today for Monday. Kick things off after Father's Day. You know, a little fucking jolt. Get rid of the hangover. I am Governor Terry Brown. Something to go with your sunburn, perhaps. Rioters in California destroyed a statue of Ulysses S. Grant on Friday night as far-left activists continue to destroy statues across the U.S. and California. Grant, a Republican who served in America's 18th president. Just love it. Dead Kennedys, I'm sorry. Grant, a Republican who served as America's 18th president, played a key role in helping then-President Abraham Lincoln win the Civil War. Yeah, I'd say it's a key role. Political reporter Mark Caputo tweeted out a video of the incident, writing, "Lost cause meet crazy cause." Using Juneteenth to tear down San Francisco statue of Ulysses S. Grant, who won the Civil War that led to the emancipation long before he... What kind of crap article is this? The Daily Wire's got to pick up their game. They just slap shit against them. They're just throwing fucking spaghetti against the wall, these dopes. Let me rewrite this goddamn paragraph on the fly. Politico reporter Mark Caputo tweeted out video of the incident, and he said, "Lost cause meet crazy cause." Using Juneteenth to tear down San Francisco statue of Ulysses S. Grant, who won the Civil War and led to the emancipation. Grant also aggressively went after the Ku Klux Klan, whose founder, Confederate General Nathan Bedford Forrest, was a Democrat. Have they tore down Forrest's statue yet? I think it's in Tennessee somewhere, maybe Nashville. I don't know. Forrest was like a complete maniac. Used to hang people and stuff. Kind of a wild man, obviously. Just and a Democrat. The Third Force Act, also known as the KKK or Civil Rights Act of 1871. Empowered President Ulysses S. Grant to use the armed forces to combat those who conspired to deny equal protection of the laws and, if necessary, to suspend habeas corpus to enforce the act. Grant signed the legislation on this day in 1871. After the act's passage, the president, for the first time, had the power to suppress state disorders on his own initiative and suspend the right of habeas corpus. Grant did not hesitate to use this authority. Politico added, shortly after Congress approved the law, 9 counties in South Carolina where the KKK terrorism was rampant placed under martial law and thousands of persons were arrested. Yeah. These dummies, you can't help these people. They're sad. The street urchins will never mount to anything. I'm 53, I think, now. This has been going on my whole life. People bitching and moaning about things from a long time ago they can't do anything about. Look, there's shit that happened in my life 50 years ago, 40 years ago. I don't bitch about it. I move on. You want some reparations? Get off your fucking ass and work for something. I want some reparations because my father left and, left my mom high and dry. Where are my reparations? I want $300,000. Shut the fuck up. Stupid people. See, the problem in this country is no one wants to say it. A lot of people just don't want to work. And some of the ones that do don't work hard enough. We should just admit this, right? Wouldn't we be better off admitting it? Or is that racist saying that there's a lot of hobos out there of many colors and creeds? And that's all there is to it. Get off your ass. Make something of your life. Put the excuses away. No one gives a shit about you if you don't care about yourself and have the self-respect to make something of yourself, to be exceptional, to be the exception of the rule. Work hard, shut the fuck up, and make something of yourself. Nobody's going to give you anything for free. And if they do, guess what? You're just going to piss it away anyhow. Because you don't know what it is to appreciate something. So even if somebody gives you a lot of money, you're going to be back to square one after you piss through all that money buying stupid things. Because you're a dope. Get a career, do something. Get a trade, learn a trade, do something. There are too many grifters in this country already. And, you know, the bottom line is, in case no one's really told you, no one really gives a shit about your woes. And these corporations that are forking over billions of dollars and millions of dollars, they don't give a shit either. A place like Nike figures, well, it's a lot cheaper to fork over a couple million dollars to the cause du jour, social justice cause du jour, than it is to shut down our plants, manufacturing facilities where children are making our goods. Dopes. You want to protest something, why aren't you protesting that? Because you're fucking stupid, that's why. Anybody else out there tired of stupid people? I am. Portland, George Washington statue torn down and draped in a burning flag. The statue of George Washington, the first president of the United States, was toppled and draped in a burning American flag by protesters in Portland, Oregon on Thursday evening. Portland, what a toilet. Change your evil toilet, Portland. You're living in a cesspool. Come on, you know the words. Two groups, Rose City Justice and Lavender Caucus. That's a group you don't want to face off in a street battle. They're probably out there with fucking pool noodles. Hosted a sit-in rally at Jefferson High School in the evening where community members shared their experiences with racism to a crowd of a few hundred. The group did not hold a march. A separate group of about 20 people met at the Northeast Sandy Boulevard. Bob, who cares where they fucking met? Vagrant gatherings. At the site of a large brown statue of George Washington, some wrapped the statue's head in an American flag and lit the flag on fire. These guys are geniuses. Their numbers grew over the next hour until there were enough people to pull the statue to the ground. Fire usually gets the street vagrants excited. They're drawn to fire, but they run away from water, especially if there's soap or shampoo involved. Forget about it. They're like, run from water and they're drawn to fire. They're like lightning bugs. The monument and its base were covered in vandalism, including the phrases murder, Big Floyd, 1619, fuck cops, BLM, land back, white fragility, and you're on native land. They give out the I'm with stupid t-shirts at these things for free. On Sunday, a statue of Thomas Jefferson, the United States' third president, author of the Declaration of Independence, was defaced and torn down outside of Portland High School. Photos obtained by Oregon Live show the base of the monument was spray-painted in black with slave owner and George Floyd. Anderson Cooper's family owned slaves, the Vanderbilts. I don't see anybody hassling him. Also lynched a slave. True pundit for that. Look that up. Where's the outrage? There is none, because you're all full of shit. The statue, which was situated in front of the Jefferson High School, was yanked down following a protest against police brutality organized by Rose City Justice. There's an interesting piece of history here. Mr. Thomas is all beside himself, one protester said of the statue being toppled. We're taking the city back, the organizer added, one school at a time, one racist statue at a time. You can take fucking Portland back, all the way back to the Stone Age, for all we give a shit. You can have it. It's going to look a lot like jazz. A bunch of idiots who never had a job, don't bathe on a normal basis and live in their mom's basement. They're going to take something back. Yeah, okay. We're fucking scared out here. Jazz leader is angry at Seattle's EMTs because they wouldn't go into the autonomous zone after a shooting. Did you hear there was a shooting? These dopes. Now we're going to have a society where people are safe. Ah, shit. Hey, you went and done it now. Somebody probably got shot over fucking a can of SpaghettiOs. It was all going great. Early Saturday morning, two men were shot in Seattle's Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. One later died from his gunshot injuries. One of the prominent leaders of the Chaz is enraged that Seattle's EMTs refused to enter the autonomous zone, but emergency officials explain why medics didn't enter the self-governed area. You stupid fucks, don't you understand that you need to pay taxes to have ambulances and police and fire? You have an autonomous zone. You want it to be autonomous. You don't get fucking public services. You don't get medical attention. You didn't pay into the system. Take your raggedy asses back to high school civics. You dummies probably didn't even go to high school. Or some shitbox high school. A Seattle rapper named Roz Simone is allegedly one of the leaders of the Chaz. Ooh, Roz. He was labeled as a warlord by many after a video emerged of him screaming, "This is war," into a megaphone and ordering armed parliamentarians to guard the barricades and shifts. Yeah, right after that, he ordered DoorDash.
This is war. This is bullshit. This is war.
Can I get some Chick-fil-A in this bitch? The City Journal said the AK-47 wielding activist was filmed allegedly assaulting multiple protesters who disobeyed his orders. Informing them that he was the police now.
I'm the police now.
Sparking fears that he was becoming the de facto warlord of the autonomous zone. Simone has since denied that he is a warlord. Too bad he's not a fucking EMT or a medic. Following Saturday's shooting inside the Capitol Hill organized protest area. Hey, anytime the police want to get in there, maybe. I know it's autonomous zone, but maybe the police want to get in there and do something about it. I don't know. Is that dopey mayor out there? She's a bird brain. There's a long string of Democratic bird brains in the news, both male and female. A lot of females, so they're really giving the women a bad name in this country, or at least in the Democrat side. Following Saturday's shooting inside the Capitol Hill organized protest area, Simone fired off an angry tweet attacking Seattle medics for not venturing into the autonomous zone to help the shooting victims. Yeah, they couldn't get past the fuck police down with police graffiti. That's probably a good sign that your EMTs are not going to show up when you're calling for their head on a fucking stick. Medics refused to help even after people in the chop begged, Simone tweeted. They let our bro bleed out for 30 minutes until he died. Fuck politics. Fuck your corrupt system. Welcome to America, dumbass. You get what you pay for. Raz Simone, a rapper. Here's a rap for you. Roses are red, violets are blue. The EMTs ain't coming for you. Put that in your album, weirdo. The Seattle Fire Department released a statement explaining why the emergency medical technicians did not enter chest. Why? You don't have to put a statement out. These street urchins want to have a society. Let them have a society. The Seattle Fire Department said they needed SPD, that's the police department, presence to enter the scene to ensure the safety of the medical technicians. Smart. Otherwise, these street vagrants would be living out of that ambulance, all doped up on the pharmaceuticals. Due to FFD's existing policy in staging and requesting law enforcement to first secure the scene before entering for scenes of violence. This is standard procedure for any scene of violence, and it's also currently in place for any fire and medical emergency inside the area deemed a CHOP due to firefighter safety. Weren't they shooting, chasing, and throwing bottles at firefighters and EMTs? So, here's a memo for you. Maybe you can get one of those life alert necklaces, you know, for older folks. You can keep pressing life alert. Help! Someone's been shot in the CHOP. In the Chaz. I need help. I don't think Life Alert would come in there either. Both shooting victims receive medical attention from the volunteer CHOP medic. So I bet you they're... it's the volunteer CHOP medics and taxidermist. They were transported to the Harborview Medical Center where one man was pronounced dead and the other was said to be in critical condition. Yeah, probably because duct tape is not very sterile. Duct tape and dreams. Residents of the Chaz attempted to block entry to Seattle police officers who wanted to help the shooting victims and get their medical attention. So what the fuck is the matter with you dummies? If you're blocking the cops. Seattle police entered the Chaz between 2:26 a.m. and 2:38 a.m., but were told to leave the autonomous zone. CHOP inhabitants created a human wall to prevent the cops from advancing. Good, that's where your friends died, dummies. Oh, here she is. Seattle's Democratic mayor, Jenny Durkan, recently said the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone is not a lawless wasteland of anarchist insurrection. It's a peaceful expression of our community's collective grief and their desire to build a better world. She called it a block party or a summer of love. Remember this dumbass? Wow. Jenny Durkan. We need a paint after dark where I can really lay into these fucking vagrants and vagabonds. Gutter snipe politician. Shootings, a headline, shootings skyrocket after NYPD disbands the anti-crime units. This is what the politicians wanted. NYPD is being led by a bunch of fucking ass clowns. Oh, some Irish, by the way. Last two commissioners have been Irish. Dopes. Put them back on a fucking boat. To Dublin. What do we got, music for this? Come on. This is a good one. I like mixing a little music in.
Whoa, if I could talk to the animals, just imagine it, chatting with a chimpanzee.
Yeah, man. Shammy, man.
Imagine talking to a tiger, chatting with a cheetah. What a neat achievement it would be if we could talk to the animals and learn the language.
Somebody needs to talk to these animals in the street.
I'd study elephant and eagle, buffalo and beagle, alligator, guinea pig, and flea.
Listening to this show or watching this on Patreon.com and Subscribestar.com, this is like as real as it gets in the media. I just don't give a flying fuck about brands.
Ooh, I can't say that because it's going to mess up my brand. And I'm on Fox, and I can't. If I say something that's real, I could get fired.
Bunch of fucking posers and dummies. Keep stuff in your bank accounts. It's really going to matter when the fucking country collapses, you dingbats. The New York Police Department announced last week that it would disband its controversial anti-crime units, impacting about 600 NYPD officers who patrolled in plain clothes. According to NY Post, shootings in the city surged after the NYPD disbanded the plainclothes units. In fact, between Monday, the day Commissioner Shea made his announcement, and Saturday, there had been 28 shooting incidents with 38 victims. The shootings accumulated at least 5 deaths. By comparison, there had only been 12 shootings over the entire week during the same time period last year. This is what the politicians wanted. No bail, nobody in Rikers, cops not arresting anyone. Law enforcement officials said all those things equal people walking around on the street with guns, shooting each other.
And they could squeak and squawk and speak
and torch and shoot each other. Yeah, man. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
As of June 20th, there have been 97 shooting incidents in New York City. A significant increase from the 89 incidents during the entire month of June last year. On Saturday alone, 19 New Yorkers were injured in more than a dozen shootings. Don't worry about it. It's okay, though. You know, people say, I don't like your laugh. I don't like the laugh. It makes me uncomfortable. Get the fuck out. Beat it. I don't like your stupid comments. Get the fuck out of here. How's that for a laugh? It's my show. Go watch some fucking dummy who lies to you. I might laugh out loud on here, but those fucking people are laughing at you every time you watch them, every time they cash in. Put that on your laugh track, dummy. Headline, former New York Times reporter Alex Berenson, only marginal evidence that lockdowns work. Alex tried to write a book about coronavirus, and he's had some interesting tweets and some interesting perspectives on it. And Amazon told him, nah, we can't print that. It's like, what? What the hell country are we in? I'm actually in good mood today. I just want to set the record straight with a couple of people who think I work for them. I don't. I'm doing my own thing. I've done it for a long time. I know what the fuck I'm doing. Exactly what I'm doing. So I don't need any bullshit advice on how to do it. If you want to learn something, I'd love to teach you and love to learn from you as well. This isn't fucking Yelp. This isn't Amazon. You don't get a fucking say. Well, I do appreciate all the good feedback, though. And most of it's positive. People make suggestions. Hey, why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? You know, I'm open to that, but barking at me and stuff. Fuck that. Yeah, Berenson, Former New York Times reporter Alex Berenson told Breitbart News, Washington editor Matt Boyle. Jesus, Boyle. Yikes. Guy still has a job. On Saturday, the mainstream media has pushed false narratives about the coronavirus pandemic and COVID-19. And in his view, there is marginal evidence that lockdowns work. Once you realize that the average of death worldwide... Come on, Alex. I mean, this is basic shit, Alex. Tell me something I don't know. We all know that 80-year-olds are dying. Blah, 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 blah. See, that's the problem. Like, Breitbart is so plain Jane and vanilla, they don't really have any newsbreakers on. The last newsbreaker they had on there was Eric Prince when he was stealing my shit about Hillary Clinton and Wiener's laptop. Him and Bannon tried to pretend that they had information. They were just read right out of True Pundit. Catch a wave and you're sitting on top of the world. What spike? Hospitalization data shows no indication of a second wave. I'm sure Fauci will still try to make sure that you catch a second wave. Catch a wave, Beach Boy style. I think it's coming. I think in the fall they're going to pull some bullshit. Everyone's in danger again. Everybody's sitting at home. Be like, you know what? We did this already. You fucking ruined us. Screwed up our businesses and everything else. Go fuck yourself. Rather than focus on test results, i.e. cases, it would make more sense to focus on how the virus affects society and our institutions, particularly the strain of the virus puts on healthcare facilities and healthcare providers. Yeah, so in other words, don't look at the mortality rates or the fatality rates. Look at how many people are in the hospital. So it's not many. When it comes to seeing how things are going now, whether the pandemic is growing worse or fading, deaths are a lagging indicator. They do not begin to spike until infections have already been accelerating rapidly for many days, and they do not decline until well after the virus's spread has slowed. In addition to deaths, more attention has shifted to measuring coronavirus-related hospitalizations. When the people are not being killed by ventilators. I've said this before. It's like an 84% mortality on ventilators. I'm no doctor, but maybe don't put people on ventilators when 85% of them are dying.
Now, we need more ventilators. There's a shortage. We need to kill more people in New York State. These old people, these old bastards are fucking stubborn. They won't die.
Cuomo, we'll take care of them. Don't worry about that. There's that laugh again. I'm sorry. I'm supposed to take everything seriously and not laugh. I'm a sarcastic dude. I laugh at everything because it means it's the or my you're full of shit laugh or they are full of shit laugh. I'm not celebrating it, laughing. Just whatever. People are fucking pain in the ass. The total number of coronavirus hospitalizations increased dramatically from zero to nearly 60,000 in a month nationally and stayed high for weeks afterwards. A chart below shows that the decrease in hospitalization has been fairly steady, and overall there is far less strain on a healthcare system than there was in mid-April. We have a chart of this on our website. The chart is fairly damning, and it's too hard to explain. There's a story every day called Pain in the Morning, and it has the date. Tomorrow's will be 6-23. Today's will be 6-23-20. And all these stories, there's links to full text of the stories if you want to pursue them, because we just kind of gloss over them. But this chart is really damning. Shows the total number of COVID hospitalizations in the U.S. by date. And that's really interesting to look at. Wow. The northeastern U.S. was hit the hardest, but most states are either seeing declining or flat trends in hospitalizations, with a few notable exceptions such as North Carolina, Texas, and Arizona. But in those states, the number of hospitalizations is still relatively low, a fraction of the totals that New York and New Jersey were seeing in April. Claims that Alabama, Georgia, and Florida are emerging hotspots are not supported by hospitalization numbers, despite media reports to the contrary. Yeah, the media just makes shit up.
There's a big problem in Florida. We told you this guy DeSantis was going to be a big, big, big menace.
Meanwhile, the data doesn't support any of that, and the media let Cuomo get basically... Cuomo is the coronavirus version of Pol Pot in the United States. If we had the dead Kennedy's holiday in Cambodia, I would play that next. That should be... I mean, the media doesn't even blink that Cuomo base and Murphy in Jersey basically dropped the hammer on old people by putting people with coronavirus into long-term care facilities and nursing homes. Are you kidding me? And these guys aren't under investigation? There's no law and order in this country. I said that Friday. Headline, UN shares the Antifa flag, tells U.S. it has a right to peaceful assembly. I have to look. United Nations experts slam President Donald Trump's call to label Antifa a terrorist organization, claiming it will undermine Antifa's right of peaceful assembly, despite many instances of violence by the far-left anarcho-communist group. We'll give them a little taste of the future.
My bills are all due, and the babies need shoes, but I'm busted.
On Friday, the United Nations Office of Geneva, this is going to be the UN. The UN's going to be busted when they lose and continue to lose funding for basically rubber stamping terrorists and communists operating on U.S. soil. On Friday, the United Nations office in Geneva posted the flag of Antifa on their official Twitter account, saying that the group of human rights experts at the globalist organization had expressed profound concern over a recent statement by the U.S. Attorney General describing Antifa and other anti-fascist activities as domestic terrorists, saying it undermines the rights of freedom and expression and peaceful assembly in the country. Hey, guys, remember 2016... July, some black dude started a street shootout in Dallas, killed 5 cops. We literally traced that guy to an activist for Black Lives Matter. I guess nobody really remembers that, though, right? Because he killed 5 cops in a street shootout. Looked like a Hollywood movie. All you corporations out there forking money over these people, you might want to look that up. More proof that you're completely full of shit panderings. Panderers, panderings, whatever. I get in these moods where I just want to tell the truth and just be fucking cause trouble. We need more troublemakers in this country. Who have the country's best interest in mind. We had a guy like that in the White House. I don't know what happened to him. He better find his mojo fast. One expert cited in the statement from the United Nations was Fainoniala Nialawadabla, the UN Special Rapporteur on the Promotion and Protection of Human Rights and Fundamental Freedoms While Countering Terrorism, who also works as the board chair of the Open Society Foundation Women's Program. Of course, Open Society Foundation being the plaything of left liberal billionaire activist George Soros. International human rights law protects the right of freedom of expression, association, and peaceful assembly, said Nialong, whatever, adding that, I mean, come on. I need a PhD to figure out how to pronounce these names. adding that it was regrettable that the United States has chosen to respond to the protests in a manner that undermines these fundamental rights. It's nice to be preached to by a communist who's funded by an anarchist and another billionaire communist who's not allowed in several countries. The support from the UN for the far-left group came in response to U.S. Attorney General William Barr's statement that violence committed by Antifa is domestic terrorism, will be treated accordingly. Really? Talks cheap, Billy. Talks fucking cheap. All he does is talk and eat. Right? It's like a bad prom date.
Headline poll, 55% believe that Biden is potentially has early stages of dementia. Yikes. Little frontier psychiatrist by the avalanches. This is.
That boy needs therapy.
Psychosomatic.
That boy needs therapy.
Purely psychosomatic.
That boy needs therapy.
Lie down on the couch.
What does that mean?
You're a nut. You're crazy in the coconut.
What does that mean?
That boy. Saint Biden's crazy in the coconut. I don't know. The results were surprising. 55% said they think the former vice president, 77 years old, is in early stages of dementia. Overall, subgroups who normally approve of Trump's job as president were the most likely to believe that Biden could be suffering from dementia, the poll found. Thus, majorities of Republicans, 77% more likely, 23% less likely, and independents, 56% more likely, 44% less likely, thought Biden had early onset dementia. While nearly a third of Democrats, 32% more likely, 68% less likely, thought this was the case. 32% of Democrats think the guy's has dementia. 68% says he's fine. That shows you the dangers of thinking along political lines. Obviously, there's something wrong with the guy. Come on. People are fucking stupid. President Trump has blasted Biden, who he calls Sleepy Joe, over his repeated verbal stumbles and memory lapses, calling him an old man who should be put in a retirement home. Isn't that what the White House is? A couple years in the White House, you never have to work again. They're going to put him in a home, and other people are going to be running the country, Trump said in early March during a rally in Charlotte, North Carolina. Sleepy Joe, Trump added. He doesn't even know where he is or what he's doing or what office he's running for. Honestly, I don't think he knows what office he's running for. That's if you want to see a crazy video, look up Frontier Psychiatrist by the Avalanches. It's been out for a while, but the video is way out of control. Oh boy. How to check if your iPhone is secretly a coronavirus tracker. I saw this this weekend on my phone. They just downloaded some coronavirus tracking software. I didn't even know about it. I certainly didn't approve of it. Spy shit. I don't like spy shit. Well, I mean, I used to like it. If you downloaded the latest iOS update back in May, and any following updates, then congratulations. Your COVID-19 infection status will likely be soon tracked by state health officials as part of each state's contact tracing efforts. Many iPhone users across the U.S. have, over the past few days, started to notice a new setting under the privacy subtab of the iPhone Health app
It looks like this and allows users to toggle on to COVID-19 exposure logging. People this stupid, they're actually going to opt in for this? And we'll have the screenshot of everything in the story on our website, so you want to look at that story. It's all thanks to the latest update of Apple's iOS operating system for iPhone, iOS 13.5. Also, same shit on Android. The setting says COVID-19 exposure logging off, I guess. When enabled, iPhone can exchange random IDs with other devices using Bluetooth. This enables an app to notify you if you have been exposed to COVID-19. Exposure logging cannot access any data in or add any data to the health app. Yeah, sure. Sure can't. As apps request permission to update your health data, they will be added to the list. Oh, that's nice. What else does it say here? Some on Twitter have only just noticed the toggle button. They're too busy being on Twitter. And we must note that it appears to have been quietly installed by Apple in recent days. These guys are fucking nefarious. I've been going places. Guess what? Government. Guess what? Contact tracers. I'm not taking my phone out a lot of times now. Trace that. A similar setting has been installed on Android phones, like I said. Yeah, so that's that. One more thing I wanted to look at real quick. Something that's coming down the pike I thought I'd throw at you guys is I heard it through the grapevine. All eyes on Roberts ahead of Supreme Court abortion ruling. John, I didn't tell anybody I'm really a Democrat. Roberts, Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. Chief Justice John Roberts is under the microscope as the Supreme Court prepares to issue its first major ruling on abortion rights in the Trump era, which will give the clearest indication yet to the court's willingness to revisit protections that were first granted in Roe versus Wade. The tie-breaking vote may rest with Roberts, and the case stands to test his role as the court's new ideological center as well as his allegiance to past rulings. Guess what? He's not going to vote the way of the conservatives. This guy is a fucking closet liberal. Leave it at that. They obviously got some good dirt on this guy. Passing Obamacare and all the other crap that he's up to. Last week's antics. Decision could come as early as today, Monday. Following a blockbuster week at the court, Roberts joined a narrow majorities last week to extend civil rights protections to gay and transgender people and block the Trump administration's plan to end a deportation shield for young undocumented immigrants under the Deferred Action for Childhood arrivals DACA, DACA policy. The abortion rights case differs from the others in a key respect, whereas LGBT and DACA disputes asked the justices to interpret the meaning of federal law. The Louisiana case asked the justices to weigh their own past rulings on abortion. Roberts's image as an institutionalist should be institutionalized. Justice dedicated to honoring prior Supreme Court opinions, especially recent ones, is now on the line. I'm sure he'll fuck it up just like he always does. So careful. Watch. I say be careful, but keep an eye on that. It's coming down. I'm sure, like I said, Roberts never goes the way of the folks on the conservative side, appointed by George Bush, the kid. The Bush administration, who gave you such perennial favors as Colin Powell, John Bolton. The list goes on and on. The Bush family, who is, wow. Books have been written on how nefarious those people are. Wow. That's where we're at. So, we appreciate the support on True Pundit, Reading True Pundit, also on patreon.com/TruePundit and subscribestar.com/TruePundit, where you watch the podcast, video podcast, and also a way of helping us keep our lights on. We appreciate the support, big and small, and we have all types of support, big and small, so we appreciate it all the same. See, we got a good podcast coming this week. I got something maybe interesting planned. Might be dropping a couple bombs on some of the friction going on in the FBI and U.S. Attorney's Office in the Southern District of New York. I've been kind of quiet on that for a number of reasons, because we might come out with a big roar this week regarding that. We will see as things continue to develop. We appreciate your support as usual. Well, I say, as I do every conclusion, take care and God bless. Keep your chin up. We'll see you tomorrow.
It's just one of those days when you don't want to wake up. Everything is fucked. Everybody sucks. You don't really know why, but you want to justify ripping someone's head off. And if you interact, your life is on contract. Your best bet is to stay away, motherfucker. It's just one of those days. It's all about the he said, she said bullshit. I think you better quit, let the shit slip, or you'll be leaving with a fat lip. It's all about the he said, she said bullshit. I think you better quit talking that shit. It's just one of those days. Feeling like a freight train. First one to complain, leaves with the bloodstain. Step up.